We've all heard the old saying, behind every successful man you'll find a woman. Well, in the case of today's guest, track star Tom Courtney, the person behind him all the way was his dad. Tom's story of his father-son relationship is most interesting, and I'd like for you to hear Tom tell it in his own words. We'll get to this story right after we have this important message. What kind of encouragement did your father give you as far as your track is concerned?
Well, I think in sports in general, my dad made it seem just a little more important to me than I think to most boys. When we came home, we talked about it. He was excited. He encouraged me all the time. I'd go to a meet, and I could look up in the stands, and I'd be up in Boston, and there wouldn't even know he'd be coming, and there he'd be. Mm-hmm. And it was this sort of thing, and when I was losing to Arnie Soule for about 2 years straight, there was never any doubt in his mind that I would eventually beat Arnie and win that Olympic title. Mm-hmm. And it was his goal as well as mine. But that encouragement, along with everyone else's, my coach Arthur O'Connor at Fordham, was the same way. But I think my dad was probably my biggest rooter, and in that way helped me a great deal.
How then do you answer some of the critics that say that parents are quite often a harmful effect upon young kids? They talk about little league ball. Parents go there and they say, hit a home run, we'll give you this. If you don't have supper. What's the answer to that?
Well, I believe that it's the parent that says, hit the home run, and then goes out and shows you how to hit it, and really works with you until you can hit the home run. That's the one that I think helps. Mm-hmm. It's the parent that says, you know, very disappointed when the child doesn't hit a home run, but, you know, it doesn't help to improve the boy.
Mm-hmm. How can an athlete overtrain? What does this mean?
Well, I think mainly you overtrain psychologically. Certainly in track, everyone talks about being overtrained. But I found that 2 or 3 days laying off, I practically recovered completely. Mm-hmm. It was a psychological idea that I had been training for 4 hard months. There's a lot to this psychological end, and it's something that a lot of coaches are starting to think about and work with on the boys these days. Mm-hmm. Percy Cerretti, the coach of Herb Elliott, has sort of shown what a fella can do as far as training goes. And Emil Zatopek, I can recall seeing him do a workout over in Czechoslovakia where he ran 100 quarter miles in a day in a workout. Hmm. Just fantastic what the body can do. I think a fella that goes out and runs an hour a day isn't going to overtrain too much.
Mm-hmm. Tom Courtney, real pleasure having you on the program.
Jack, it was my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.